Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello and welcome to 251, two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we'll be talking about the famous jazz photograph, A Great Day in Harlem. I'm Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. The photo was taken by Art Kane on August the 12th, 1958, for Esquire magazine. And it's basically a photo of 57 of the most prominent jazz musicians at that time, really. And I think the actual idea for the photo came from the art director at Esquire called Robert Benton, but I think Kane kind of came up with the location, and obviously he had to kind of organise the whole thing on the day. So it was taken at 17 East 126th Street in Harlem, which is between 5th and Madison Avenue. I think the police had actually blocked off the road when they took the photo. And he organised it for, I think it was around sort of late morning when he organised it, which probably wasn't the best idea if you want to take a photo of a load of jazz musicians. So I think they had to kind of wait for them. And in fact, I think, I mean, there's quite a good documentary about this. And I think he wasn't even really sure if anybody would turn up. I think they put out a call through various publications and you know, various channels. And he didn't really know if anybody would show up. But gradually, they sort of started to show up. And I guess as more showed up, the word got round. And eventually, you know, there were quite a few arrived. And the photo was taken. It's slightly anachronistic in a way, because I think in the 1950s, Harlem wasn't really the centre of the jazz scene. I mean, it had been very important, obviously, in the 1920s and even sort of 1930s. But I think by the 50s, the centre was more sort of 52nd Street, wasn't it, in sort of midtown Manhattan. And also a lot of the musicians didn't live in Harlem. They'd kind of moved out to slightly more salubrious kind of areas, you know. So it's kind of interesting that he chose to shoot it in Harlem. But, I mean, I guess Harlem has a history, you know, has a strong history in jazz.
Well, there were still like Lennox Lounge and Minton's were still there, wasn't it? And
yeah, sure. There were still clubs, but it was kind of the centre had kind of moved a little bit, hadn't it? From, you know,
I think, I suppose Harlem is, to me, you know, I might be wrong, but to me, in my head, Harlem is more the 20s and 30s centre for
the
jazz.
Sort of Harlem Renaissance.
You know, Cotton Club and all those big clubs.
Yeah, but it's a great photo. And I mean, there's 57 musicians. I'll just name a few of the sort of the better known ones. Count Basie, Art Blakey is there, Art Farmer, Dizzy Gillespie, Johnny Griffin, Coleman Hawkins, Milt Hinton, Hank Jones, Charlie Mingus, Thelonious Monk, Lester Young. And there's, I mean, it's an incredible, incredible collection of musicians, really. I mean, noted absentees were Louis Armstrong, Coltrane and Miles Davis, and they were all touring at the time, so they obviously couldn't appear. Willie the Lion Smith was actually there, but I think he kind of decided to just have a bit of a break and took a seat just as the actual photo was taken. So he's sort of sitting on a stoop just outside of the photo. But there are lots of other photos which were taken
around the time,
and I think he's actually on some of those.
Yeah, because there's quite a lot of people like assembling and walking across the street and things, aren't
there? Yes, yeah, yeah. And there's also video footage, because I think Milt Hinton was also a photographer.
Yeah, he was.
There are photos that he took, and so there's lots of documentation of it.
I'm always interested in the kids in the photograph.
Mm.
I should watch. I don't think I've ever watched that Great Day in Harlem documentary.
It's a really good documentary. It's really worth watching. Yeah, and they try and find some of these kids, because obviously they'd be quite, you know. This documentary was made probably 20 years ago now.
Yeah. But I remember it coming out.
Yeah, yeah. And And obviously the kids are kind of quite old men now, but
yeah.
So it's, and I think what's interesting about this photo, it's also inspired a lot of tributes, hasn't it? So I think they did one on hip hop, and they did one in Hackney to celebrate the, I think, 30 years of the premises. So it's kind of proved a good model, really, hasn't it, for photographs.
Yeah. A jazz meme.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're coming to the end here. Yeah. I'm Simon Whiteside. Goodbye.
And my name's Nick Tomling. Goodbye.